Before the break, we started the game, Who Said That? They never went after those that rigged the election. They only went after those that fought to find the riggers. And who said that? Right, Donald Trump. The reason I mention that quote is because of the last word in it, riggers. If you're thinking that it rhymes with, that's the word used by Extreme MAGA to reference black people. Especially on those websites where they've been posting their threats and their call to arms, I guess you'd call it. Another example, when it comes to racists, how they try to mask over the fact that they are actually racists. Regarding the threats being made by Extreme MAGA, there was that one Texas woman who launched a rather vivid, detailed threat against one of the judges, one of the cases against Donald Trump. She was arrested, but she's not the only one. And it's not just at a national level. People on all levels are learning. You go against the extremists in MAGA and you will fall into their crosshairs. Judges, senators, House members, mayors, school board members, media people. Not going to give the website address, but I've been checking out one of the extreme MAGA websites. The threats are not vague. Not in the least. Now, why aren't more of these people being turned over to law enforcement? Because they operate only with a screen name. And a lot of these sites actually protect their users, too. Fighting every attempt that's made to try to ID a person of interest. These people posting frequently invoke the Second Amendment as justification for their threats. I was directly told online by one of these MAGA radicals that he has plenty of ammo to do the job. Now, when it comes to Extreme MAGA, the number isn't what it once was. Saw a bunch of polls come out this past week with a growing thumbs down for Donald Trump. Obviously, the more that's being learned about what he attempted to do with the 2020 election, the more his negatives are increasing, not necessarily to a serious, significant level with Republicans, certainly with independents, which now makes up the majority of the voters, and of course, Democrats, too. But when we look at the people who are still there alongside Trump, maybe using Lindsey Graham as the most blatant example, even after Trump will beat them around, slap them around, insult them, humiliate them right in public with them sitting right there in many cases, they continue to stand alongside Trump. Why? Well, as you know, or if you go through the website and the audio archive, you'll learn that domestic violence has been a strong focus of issues and ideas for a lot of years. So I think I can say this with some level of experience. These remaining MAGA people just have, they're abuse victims. They have no feeling of self-worth. They only feel alive thanks to the whim of their abuser. It's called the Stockholm Syndrome. They feel that without their abuser, they're not going to have another day. Yeah, there'll be that short time of abuse. It's not the whole day. But once that abuse is over, they'll have their seat of power. They'll have their recognition. They'll have the time in the spotlight. They'll have the adulation of the shrinking MAGA population until the next time. Then there are those within MAGA that still are buying into the big lie. I think a lot of people, myself included, have done what we could to deprogram as many as we possibly could. And sad to say, but I think we're at the point now where the ones who are still on board with the big lie, they might just be lost forever to it because truth about conspiracies is they never, never, never die. Case in point, Jerry Lewis and the MDA telethon. To this day, there are still people who will insist, swear on a stack of Bibles, that Jerry kept most of the money for himself. Conspiracies just do not die with some people.